Well, hello guys, Solar Man here. We've got a couple of news items for you, and I'll put the links down below. Now, here's an elderly couple. Now, this femme is 74 years of age. And, of course, she was a model, as they all are, when she was about 18 to 20 years old. And she believes she's still the same, in fact, even better. She says she's the best shape of her life at 74 years of age. And she says doctors have told her she has the fitness level and health of a 20-year-old. Well, I don't know where these doctors come from, but they can't be registered, can they? Or she must have been really unhealthy at, say, 20 years old. Because as us real men know, femmes age like milk, and men age like wine. And nothing will change that. It's just the way nature is. Nature puts a lot of effort into the femmes when they're young, for breeding purposes. But I'm afraid it doesn't last forever. But as you see, guys, the big push is to say that femmes are ageless. And we all know they're not. But if you notice that even at 74 years of age, she's still wearing makeup and modelling. This femme is quite delusional. But I wonder what her partner really thinks. This is just my interpretation what he might be thinking. Yeah. He's got a grasp on reality for sure. And actually, her partner there is actually 85 years old. And he looks a darn sight better than she does. And he hasn't even got makeup on. So let's move on to another news item. Now us men know, or at least a lot of us, know that femmes use their children as pawns. Generally speaking, a femme believes she's higher than anybody. But when she has children in tow, she's through the roof. But this single mother took her boy to the McDonald's for a soft party. And she overstayed the 90 minutes that McDonald's says you have to stay there for. No more than 90 minutes. Of course, McDonald's doesn't have anything to do with their parking lot. It's run by a private company. And it's to stop people parking there and going somewhere else. But generally speaking, most McDonald's aren't close to anything else. And as you may get a few people staying there and going somewhere else, not many. But the parking company is very aggressive. Even I got caught myself. My car broke down and I went and saw the manager and said I was going to phone the AA or whatever to come and get it or fix it. And he took the license plate number down and so forth. And I was there about 3 hours. 2 weeks later, I got a ticket. 200 and some pounds. And of course, McDonald's washed their hands of it. They say they don't deal with the parking. And I said to them, I'm only there because I'm buying something from McDonald's. But it's one hell of a scam by McDonald's. And they should look into it. Because this is happening to a lot of people. But anyway, this single mother's overstayed and she got a ticket. And she says she hasn't got a lot of money to pay it. But if you read the story, they use her as the mother and the child all the time, as a lever. So if she was just a single femme, she'd be very important anyway. But because she has a child, she should not follow any laws or regulations at all. And mostly everything should be free to her. After all, femmes have only recently started having babies. Oh no. I've had babies since the beginning of time. And what I've found through my life is that a lot of femmes are arrogant and have this self-importance about them. But when they have children in tow, they are 10 times worse. Whether this femme should pay the ticket or not, it's the double standards that are at play everywhere. If this was a single male, there would be no victimhood, no special treatment. He would probably end up having to pay the ticket. But of course, the entitlement is ingrained into everything in society. Women and children first. Let the men drown. What happened to equality? You ever seen some situations where the femme actually gets equality? They can't understand the concept, can they? Stay awake, guys, and stay alert. Don't become the sacrificial lamb, guys. The scapegoat. The patsy. The sucker. The fall guy. The goddamn chump.